You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Panhandlers and the homeless in the city of Syracuse will have an alternative to asking for money on the streets come May. In My Father's Kitchen was awarded a $180,000 county grant to help fund a day labor pilot program aimed at giving panhandlers the opportunity to work. Mayor Ben Walsh says John and Leanne Tamino are a valuable part of the Syracuse community.
It's about getting people the resources and the support that they need. And as the county executive said, providing people with opportunities to work provides them with dignity. And that's such an important part of helping people to heal and to get through the difficulties that they're facing in their lives.
Higher Ground, that's spelled H-I-R-E, will pick up as many as 9 people a day and drop them off at predetermined job sites around the city. Participants will earn $50 for 5 hours worth of work. A meal and 2 breaks will be included. Tamino knows the homeless community well, having delivered food to them for the last 8 years. He also knows many of them have mental health and substance abuse problems. Tamino says Higher Ground seeks to give panhandlers the opportunity and relationships that they would not otherwise have.
These folks aren't even ready to be employable by an employer, but they are ready to be able to work with us for a day where we could show them, hey, listen, you did 5 hours today and you made $50. Imagine if you got clean, or imagine if we hooked you up with your doctor and you started taking your medication and got you a place to stay, that you could have full-time employment somewhere someday and we could help you get there.
Tamino says the van driver and caseworker will work alongside program participants. He's aware that there could be challenging moments.
Maybe you had a meltdown 2 hours into that day of that shift. We could sit with you with a case manager and ask you, what's going on right now? And if they have an addiction and are going through some kind of withdrawal, we could stop for them and get them to a detox unit, or get them to Helio Health, or get them to our doctor if they're having a mental health breakdown on the moment, on the spot.
Tamino will use the grant money and donations from outside investors to purchase a van and hire an additional full-time and part-time worker. He says they'll partner with existing agencies to assist the panhandlers.
You can't tell me hope doesn't work and love doesn't work. Relationships change people's lives, and this program is going to help us go farther.
Higher Ground plans to start no later than May 1st. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.